T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Who do you blame more for the Sixers' mess right now? And it's a mess. They open the season tomorrow. They're on the road tomorrow. First game. We should be excited. Can't wait. And I have no excitement for this team. I have no excitement for the game tomorrow. At least not right now. I'm sure I'll talk myself into, basketball's back tomorrow and all that. But right now, I'm just frustrated with everything. Ben Simmons, a petulant child. I'm refusing to go into drills today and yesterday wearing sweatpants, has a phone in his pocket, and you got the agent saying it's a rolled-up jersey, which is the most ridiculous. Like, sometimes, does anyone ever say their excuses out loud before they tell them to other people? Like, let's say it's a jersey in his pocket. Who carries a jersey in their pocket? And also, that doesn't not what a jersey looks like. It was a phone. It was a phone in his pocket yesterday. So he's just come in and acted like a fool for 2 days. But I blame the Sixers, specifically Daryl Morey, more for what's happening right now than I do Ben Simmons. Like, Ben Simmons, he's told us who he is and what he is and what his objective is. I mean, he doesn't want to be here, and he's going to act like a child until he gets his way. But when you have children, that act ridiculous, oftentimes it's the parent, it's the grown-up in the situation that really is to blame. They've enabled this guy to be the way he is, and they had a chance to move on. His agent asked for a trade this summer. They held out for something better and greater. The idea it's coming along is foolish. 215-592-9494. I blame Daryl Morey and the Sixers more than I blame Ben Simmons. Where are you on the blame game today with the Sixers and all this nonsense? Quickly here, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Joel Embiid today, his response to all this after practice, and we'll get to kind of breaking down what he really meant by one of the things he said. Here's Joel after practice today.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night, try to lead, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, our chemistry has been excellent.
So that's interesting. So this video of those quotes by Joel went viral, over 3 million views on them. And there's a lot of debate on what Joel actually said there. And it's interesting, where you put a comma. If you use a comma in a sentence, it changes the context. So the first couple sentences there from Joel Embiid, I don't care about that man. He does whatever he wants. And I think, we just listened to it. We'll hear the full question and then what Joel said in a second. But I think you could take it one of two ways, right? That you could either think to yourself, he said he doesn't care about that man, he was the next word, meaning he doesn't care about Ben Simmons. Or you could take it as, I don't care about that man, I don't care about that kind of stuff. That's my thing. And then he goes on to talk about Ben. There's a lot of debate. So can we hear the question? What was Joel asked to lead him to, I don't care about that man?
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs.
So it was a little hard to make that. What I think it was Kyle Newbeck's voice. What did Kyle ask Joel to start his response?
So he asked him, do you think he can buy back in? Do you think he can ramp up and buy back in? Because I believe he started with saying, hey, he hasn't bought in.
Right.
I care about the guys who are here. And then Kyle asked him that question. I think it was Kyle, but he asked him that question. Hey, you said he hasn't. Do you think he can?
So based on hearing the question, the response does seem to make more sense that he said, I don't care about that, comma, man. Not alluding that he doesn't care about Ben Simmons, that he doesn't care about the whole buyback in. Is that the way you read it?
That's how I first heard it the first time. And then everyone else had me questioning it. But I just think when he listens, also, who refers to other people as man? And like in like such a formal way.
So you would think the response would be, I don't care about
I don't care him. About him. I don't care about that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's an odd way of phrasing it, and I think if you listen to the full question, it's,
right.
I don't care about that. Man, honestly, he can do whatever he wants.
It's more fun if he doesn't care about that man.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it is more fun that way. 215-592-9494. Let's say hop in. Who's more at fault for the nonsense today at practice and where the Sixers are right now? It's easy for me. Daryl Morey, as the ringleader of the circus right now and the Sixers organization, they're more at fault. This trade should have been done. He should have been out of here. The Sixers are the ones holding on for this misguided hope that Ben Simmons is bringing back a star to pair with Joel Embiid. It's not happening. Move on. Make a trade. Vince is in Langhorne. What's up, Vince?
Joe, good evening.
Good
How
evening, Vince.
You?
I'm good, Vince. What's on your mind?
Good. So, you know, Joe, as I listen to the conversation on what's going on here, I don't know that I put it squarely on Morey's shoulders. I think it's across the board with this organization because – this is like a roadmap you can track going back 4 years. And, man, there's a lot of culpability in this for this to have gotten to the point where it is, right? And, you know, like Tucker was saying a segment ago, like he made good examples of all the things that have transpired, a lot of it to work around Simmons and accommodate Simmons, right? And
sure.
The one that sticks out for me you know, is the situation with Butler, where you kind of draw a comparison there to say, okay, you know, Butler was a guy that could turn an organization on tier two, right? There's no doubt about that. And then you got Simmons. So they chose the guy who was the more timid, the guy who wasn't really as vocal, and then they punted the guy who really wants to win. Who leaves every drop of blood on the court every time he's out there. I mean, you see him. I'll tell you, the more I watch him, the more impressed I am with him, Joe, because as the games get bigger and become more critical, he gets better and better and better to the point where the more important the game gets, the more he can carry a team on his back. The point I'm making in that is, look, if you're going to have to deal with guys who are going to kind of turn your organization on its upside down once in a while, because unfortunately that's the nature in a lot of ways today with today's player.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to make that decision, you got to settle on the guy that's going to give his heart and soul because they want to win a game. You don't settle on the guy who's already proven at that point he really doesn't have a lot of heart. And then as time went on, it's become more and more obvious. And then one last thing, one of your previous callers was talking about, well, if his people, I guess Simmons, his handlers and everything, should be kind of convinced him that, look, if you really want to get traded, you shouldn't act this way. You know what, Joe? He don't want to get traded. He's already retired. He's already checked out. He doesn't care if he gets traded. So now you're talking to somebody who isn't trying to negotiate in fair and good faith anyhow. Because that's not his nature. You can tell. It's not who he is.
Yeah,
Secondly, he just doesn't – I believe he really doesn't care if he plays basketball again.
Well, I agree. He just wants his money and his fame. I agree with you. I don't think – you know, it's funny. All this has happened, and Vince, it's a good call, and I appreciate your phone call. All this stuff has been out there for 5-6 months, and has there really been a rumor that's come out about where Ben wants to go? I mean, usually when players – like Harden last year was Philadelphia or Brooklyn. With Anthony Davis, it was basically just the Lakers. Usually you get a destination from these players. Like Butler was Miami, was kind of always mentioned, and then eventually he went there after his brief time here. None of that with Simmons. Like people have speculated California, but it just seems like he wants to go somewhere else. He doesn't want to be here anymore, and whatever. I mean, that's his prerogative. Ben Simmons could feel and think whatever he wants to think. But my frustration, like I'm done being frustrated with Ben. He's shown us what he is. This is like getting frustrated with the kid that has behavior issues or the kid that's acting up at home. I mean, this is what the kid does. So you're the parent. Handle it. Deal with it differently. Do something else instead of like keep getting upset at the kid. Like the Sixers can't really be sitting there today saying, can you believe the stunt Ben Simmons pulled? Because if I was with them, I'd say, why is he still here? Like, this should have been over already. He asked for a trade. He made it, him and his agents made it clear he wasn't coming back. All right, you said you'd look for a trade. Didn't find one. But like at some point, you have to lower your expectations for a trade because this is going to get worse, not better. I mean, I can't imagine there's a soul out there that actually thinks this turns around tomorrow. Like, oh, this is just a bad day. Tomorrow things change. Ben will come back by the weekend. He'll play really well. He'll sucker a team into trading a lot for him. And the Sixers will make out well. And I think they'll make out worse. I believe Daryl Morey messed this thing up. And I know it's like, it's for some reason, it's become blasphemy to say Daryl Morey made a mistake. He did. He did. Like, sometimes I think what we do here is we don't want to acknowledge the truth, so we dance around it. Oh, the Rockets were never going to trade James Harden here. Oh, yeah? Well, what if the Sixers made them an offer that was so overwhelming, their owner or whoever it was that maybe didn't want to really position Harden here with Morey, what if they couldn't ignore it and couldn't deny it? Right? Like, ultimately, teams are going to do what's best for them. That's it. Like, that's what is the number one objective, to get the best return, best trade, whatever, best deal. If Daryl Morey offered, you know, the everything he could and more, basically, and I said it last November, they should have offered everything but Joel Embiid, everything for James Harden. Every player they had under contract, every pick they have that they are eligible to trade to get Harden. And I don't think that happened. And since then, all Ben's value has done is cratered to the point where, I mean, I don't even understand what they're going to get back from now. I keep hearing from Woj, they don't want role players back. They want stars. Who is that? Like, what level have we teetered into now? Like, when the trade eventually gets announced, Tucker, what are you expecting?
I don't know, because even someone like Caris LeVert, who would have been like the last person I accepted, now maybe seems too much.
I know.
Right? We started at James Harden and then got down to Damian Lillard. And then there was the McCollum / Robert Covington deal.
Right.
In Portland, we talked about Bradley Beal for a while, the idea that maybe they could go to Minnesota and get D'Angelo Russell. And then, obviously, the Indiana deal with Caris LeVert. Zach LaVine was thrown out once upon a time as an option, although he seems pretty content staying in Chicago. They acquired Lonzo Ball to play next to him. I just look around, and not only are there not players available, but like everyone else has games starting tomorrow.
Right. They've
right? Like,
no
one else is like with the Sixers. The Sixers are waiting for a partner, and everyone else is saying, you know what? We got 15 guys. We're good right now. Thanks, though.
And unlike Jimmy Butler, right, because people have compared that. Like, the Butler thing was around this time of the year, and then eventually got traded.
The Harden thing happened a couple weeks into the season.
But those players, the Sixers when it came to Butler, the Nets when it came to Harden, you know what they could do? They could look themselves in the mirror and say, this guy could put us over the top. Now, it didn't work, either of those teams. They both actually got knocked out in the second round. Nets last year with Harden and the Sixers with Jimmy Butler. But like the Sixers and Nets respectively said, wow, I know that guy has baggage, but like he could put us over the top. Can any team in the NBA with a straight face say that about Ben Simmons? No. So like, who's going to trip over themselves to make a deal? No, nobody. I don't get it. I don't get what they think is going to happen. And I just feel like the circus has been created because the Sixers have allowed it to be created. Christian is in Philadelphia. What's up, Christian?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Christian. What are you thinking?
So I got two things real quick. What happened today at practice? I haven't heard what happened with Ben Simmons at practice.
So you know what? Actually, Tucker could cue up Doc Rivers explaining it, but I'll explain it the best way I can, then we'll hear from Doc here in a second, Christian. The best way I can explain it is they asked Ben, according to Shams, to participate in a defensive drill. He refused. He didn't want to go into the drill, and Doc basically told him to go home, and he left.
Okay. So pretty much this is going to be a weekly deal with him where he's going to be doing that every week to get out of playing a game until he gets traded.
Yeah, I mean, basically, in so many ways, he's going to be petulant and kind of sabotage his situation until they just, you know, they can't handle it anymore. And they say, all right, fine, get out of here.
Yeah. So I do want to say something real quick. And I know somebody had said it earlier, but I agree with that person. Maybe it's going to take, you know, us as the fans not spending a single dollar towards the Sixers before they make a move.
Yeah, well, you know what? If the team loses and this season goes sideways and their, you know, their trajectory goes backwards, Christian, it's fair, right? Like, they've botched this thing. I mean, Simmons is partly a fault. They're a fault, but they've botched this. And Christian, it was Howard that said it. I think that's the only way that we can, as fans, really voice our displeasure is when we stop, you know, participating, you know, with our money.
And I actually told a friend of mine, I was like, that's what, if I know it's not going to make a big difference just with me, but I'm planning on not spending a single dollar to the Sixers until they trade them away.
Well, you know what? So, yeah, I respect that, Christian. I mean, you're a paying customer, you're a fan, and I appreciate the phone call. I respect that. So here, if anyone else out there missed what happened, let's listen to Doc Rivers explain. We have Doc? All right, we'll get Doc here in a second. Doc's going to explain what happened today at practice. Because, look, when your head coach has been around as long as Doc Rivers has been around, it's probably got to take a lot to tell someone to go home. Right, to get thrown out of practice. Here's Doc Rivers today on what happened, because that was the first question after the Sixers put out that press release saying that Ben has been suspended for any well play tomorrow night.
Tracking today. I didn't think he wanted to do what everybody else was doing. And it was early. It wasn't a big deal. Just told him he should leave then. And we went on with practice. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give, like, every day, every single moment, I'm going to give Ben a chance to join the team and be part of the team. He's under contract to be part of the team, and so that's not going to change. You know, sometimes it happens quick and guys join back in. Sometimes it doesn't. I've been in both situations, and I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, as a coach, I have to protect the team. The team first. And then we get to the other part. And so today, I just thought it was more important to focus on the team.
You know, I've been critical of Doc since he got here for a lot of things. I think he handled this today probably the best he can. I'm with him on that. Like, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. If you don't want to participate, I'm not going to drag you. Either you're going to do what we're doing as a team, or you could just go home. I mean, I think that's the fairest way to do it. I mean, I just think, like, in any line of work, like here, you know, if we were doing a show and, you know, I'm obviously by myself and I have Tucker's with me. I mean, if Tucker's decided one night he didn't want to participate in the show, like, what am I going to do about it? Like, I just go home. Like, that's fine.
You going to run the board?
Well, I mean,
take calls?
Obviously, it's a little bit different here. It's not as much of a team effort as a partnership here. It's only two of us. But the base of this, like, from your perspective, if I sat in here and refused to talk, like, what are you going to do? Right? Like, you can't make me talk. You probably would just say to me off the air, just go home then. Like, if you're gonna be this much of a baby, we can't do this. I get what Doc did. I'm fine with Doc today.
Yeah, and I think most people, if you ever played any sort of sport, whether it's college, high school, middle school, wherever, like, it happens. And I think Doc Rivers has a – can't even think of the word. But Doc Rivers, he needs to take care of the team, right? And
yeah.
He said that in that
responsibility.
Quote,
he has a responsibility.
That's the word. He has a responsibility to these players, and he has a responsibility to the Sixers as an organization to make sure that these players are ready to play in New Orleans tomorrow night. And whether or not you thought Ben Simmons was ever going to suit up for them tomorrow night.
I didn't.
It's clear that whatever Ben Simmons was doing today was detracting from their ability to have a productive practice, and he told him to go home. Like, I think it's a fair thing, and it's a fair punishment. The thing that worries me is, do you really think Ben Simmons is sitting at home right now thinking about what he did? He's prepared to learn his lesson and move on and come back tomorrow and ready to be a member of the Sixers organization? Because I don't think so.
No.
I think he was happy to go home.
You know, there's that phrase which gets used a lot with these situations, conduct detrimental to the team. That's what this is. This is conduct that is it's not helping the team. It's detrimental to the team. Get in the drill, Ben. If you don't want to get in the drill, get out of here. And, like, no one in this city could be happy with Ben Simmons. Like, there's so many people that bought jerseys of that guy that have supported Ben Simmons. It's amazing. Like, it's gone to a point where most people now just hate him. I can't stand Ben Simmons. He's going to go down as one of the most hated athletes in Philadelphia in a very long time. But, like, that wasn't the case a year ago. Again, we had discussions on this show, on every show, would you trade Ben for Harden? And there were, I mean, people not over the top, just normal conversations saying, I wouldn't do it. I still believe in him, his defense, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen something shift so drastically in one year. Like, I mentioned Wentz, but even Wentz was,
That was a three-year period.
Three-year period. And even at the end, right, whatever, was, I don't know if it was 30%, 40% that still wanted to hang on and hope and whatever. This is like, this is zero. I mean, we haven't had one person talk to us in months that says, you know what, keep this guy. It's going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, even think back to before the Harden trade talks, there were talks whether, you know, when Morey got here, do you trade Simmons or Embiid? Like, if you have to build around one star,
right,
who would you choose? And Joel Embiid responded and put together a campaign worthy of MVP votes, and mm-hmm. Ben Simmons kind of wilted. And I maintain, I think the best basketball Ben Simmons has ever played as a Sixer was his rookie year in those final 15 games after Joel Embiid got hurt, and they went on a 15-game winning streak. That was the best I think he has ever looked. You could have made an argument he was a top 20 NBA player during that run, and maybe that went to his head. Like, maybe that's the source of all of this contentness, this nonchalant, this apathy. Goes back to the fact that when he was a rookie, he had that kind of success.
Yeah, and maybe it was. Steve is in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? First and foremost, I think Brett Brown and Elton Brand are the ones to blame for this. They're the ones who coddled him, and I actually wanted this guy out of here after the Toronto series. Elton Brand knew what this guy was and should have waited until after the playoffs. And if he had seen what he did in the playoffs that last year, he never would have signed this guy to a multi-year contract. I'm sorry. He's the one that should be fired for this and letting Jimmy Butler walk. Second of all, this guy's worth nothing. You got NBA great 50 all-time players in Barkley and Shaq chastising and berating this guy, calling him a coward, you know, and everything off, soft player, blah, blah, blah. And plus the fact that this was seen on national television, what he did in the playoffs last year. What GM would give us a first-round pick? And if there isn't such an idiot out there, I hope he exists.
Well, I do too, Steve. I don't think there is that, and that's why I'm frustrated now with Daryl Morey. Like, what is he waiting for? It seems like he's waiting to see if that idiot exists, and you know, he's going to wake up tomorrow with a good offer. Like, at some point, you got to cut your losses and just move on.
No doubt. And don't you think that? I'm sorry. I think the Sixers, particularly Maxey, can use this as motivation, because this guy has basically not just disrespected our city, which he has done for years now, as far as I'm concerned. He's disrespected everybody on that basketball team. And I'll tell you what, if I'm a basketball player on that team, I am using that as motivation, and I think the Sixers are going to be better off without this guy.
Yeah, Steve, I agree, and that's why I can't wait for it to happen. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, it is disrespectful. It's disrespectful to everyone. And my frustration, yeah, like, we're all frustrated with Ben Simmons. I mean, I think we've had different levels of frustration with this guy for a long time now, because he didn't improve, he's stolen money for this organization, and he's cost them in the biggest moments. We're all frustrated with that, but I accepted who he is, because he's tried to tell me and tell us as fans for years. This didn't start yesterday. For years, he said, I don't really care about improving. I don't really care about winning. He said that with his actions, because if you're not shooting in the NBA and working on your shot as a point guard, you don't care about winning. And if you're not trying to get better with your free throw shots, you don't care about improving. So he's told me, as a fan for years, he doesn't really care. So I'm apathetic to him now. My frustration tonight lies with Daryl Morey and the Sixers and this organization. This should have been done in the summer. And to let this sabotage and you know, have any negative impact on the start of the season, shame on them. Shame on them for a stubbornness and I got to be the smartest guy in the room thing by Daryl Morey. Like, sometimes the smartest guy in the room comes up broke. Like, you keep, I'm gonna hit a jackpot on this one. All right, keep trying. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. What a mess this entire thing has been and will be. And I don't think it's going away anytime soon. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame more for this debacle that is the Sixers right now? Is it Ben Simmons? Or is it the Sixers, specifically Daryl Morey? I blame Daryl more for the way today unfolded. We'll discuss. We'll talk to Mike O'Connor coming up later in the show. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is tipping things off by hooking all customers up with a risk-free same-game parlay bet. Place your first same-game parlay bet of the NBA season, and if you don't get a win, you'll get a refund in side credit. Combine multiple bets from same game into one wager for bigger paydays. Build your same game parlay with spreads, money lines, total points, player props, and more. Look, same game parlay bets are incredible. You can combine the rebounds, assists, it's all there for you. And you can root for your favorite players and create a parlay around them. And it really is a chance to put a small bet down and win big. The odds are really high, which results in great payouts. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up promo code Gilio to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make the most out of the NBA season and just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet the NBA risk-free. Just use promo code Gilio so they know I sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
830 Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Gilio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. Coming up 9 o'clock, Mike O'Connor of Rights to Ricky Sanchez. He put out a piece this weekend before the debacle today. With his bold predictions for the Sixers season, it starts tomorrow night. We'll get to that, including a trade, the Ben Simmons trade that he thinks can and will happen this season. So we'll talk to Mike about all that and the fallout from where we are right now. The bottom line is this. The Sixers are in trouble. This thing is deteriorating in the wrong way. And I blame the Sixers more, specifically Daryl Morey, for today happening. This should have been done. This should have been done. This magical, like, if I just wait, my asset will appreciate. It will get better in value. I'll get more by being patient. Well, sometimes you get less, and sometimes your situation gets worse, and that's where we're at right now. Ben has told us who he is. He's a child. He's not a winner, and he really is not worth close to the effort the Sixers have put in here to try to get something great out of him. It's not worth it. It's been a waste of everyone's time. We know this. I'm done getting frustrated with Ben Simmons. Like, whatever, man. Like, you don't want to be here. You're a baby. You're asked out. Cool. Like, I was frustrated with Ben. The last time I was truly frustrated was the playoff game, game 7. Like, that was frustrating, watching him crumble on the court. That was frustrating. By the way, speaking of that game 7, there was a rumor out there last week that Ben may have faked COVID exposure to avoid playing in that game. And obviously, they went through the close contacts and he was eligible to play. Didn't work out great for the Sixers. Do we have something on that? Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, on that whole thing that maybe Ben faked? I can't believe this. I feel like this is Mad Libs. He faked potential COVID exposure to avoid playing Game 7. Here's ESPN's Ramona Shelburne on that.
This started last year in Game 7, but it really started before Game 7.
Interesting.
Okay. Before Game 7, Ben Simmons missed shoot around. And he missed shoot around because he had a close contact with a masseuse on the team who had an inconclusive COVID test. Okay. And had he been vaccinated at the time, he would have, that would have, close contact would not have forced him to sit out of practice or been held out. But at the time he had to sit out, and a lot of his teammates sort of were looking askance at this, saying, did he really see the masseuse in the last couple of days? Okay. There were some questions raised about his willingness and eagerness to play in that game seven. Because as you know, game five and six were pretty awful for Ben Simmons as well.
So, look, I don't know what happened there. You don't know what happened. No one really knows. You know what's the most alarming part of that? That the first instincts his teammates had were, did he really see that masseuse or is he making this up? Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about Ben Simmons? Like, you know, there are certain people we all know in life, right? Like that, let's say there's something you plan to go to and they say they can't go at the last minute and they say there's something came up. We all know these people where there are certain people in your life you'll say, oh, no, I hope everything's okay. And there are those other people in your life where you're like, nah, he's lying. He didn't really want to go and he made something up. We I think we all have those friends, right? You kind of know that when something weird happens, they probably made it up. They probably don't want to go to whatever you're supposed to go to, and they just make it up. And you kind of just shrug it off. That's who Ben Simmons is. He's the friend everyone has, like, oh, yeah, he's probably lying. He didn't really want to go to this. It wasn't comfortable. I mean, that's just like, how do you come back from that as an athlete?
It's sad. I think a lot of it points to, I mean, Ramona Shelburne pretty much states that the Sixers players may have straight up asked him, are you sure? Or are you sure you did that? Because I think in the actual written report from last week, she said everyone else is kind of shocked that he said yes, right? Like everyone else said, oh, no, I hadn't seen her because they didn't want to miss game seven.
Right. Your instinct is
And he seemed all too eager to say yes. But I just, when you go back to it, it kind of makes sense as to why people are acting this way today, right? It's why Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid seem to really not care
right
whether or not he's here. It's why, you know, Ben Simmons doesn't feel like he has, you know, any responsibility to his teammates to show up and play alongside them in their season opener tomorrow night. I mean, the relationship is fractured beyond repair.
Yeah, and then, but there is one party who thought we could make this work for a little while longer. Daryl Morey. We'll wait it out. Paul is in California. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Paul.
I've been listening to this for quite a while, and the general consensus I'm picking up is that basically that it's Simmons' time here is done. It's just a question of what you can get for him. And have you heard about Marvin Bagley III, what broke today, that he's not going to be in the rotation with the Sacramento Kings?
Yeah, I saw the statement his agent put out about how upset they are about all this.
And I just thought there might be a slight window here for someone like him. And I'm not an expert on salary caps and trading regulations, but maybe there's something that could be worked out here with Sacramento that obviously showed some interest in him from the get-go. The reason I'm kind of interested in moving him as quick as possible, like everybody else. I mean, obviously, between you and Howard today, there's no question in my mind that there's a tremendous amount of culpability on the part of ownership. But that being said, just what you guys just reported on, you got it. I mean, I know this is not the answer you want or anybody, but I got to think it's pretty equal in who's to blame here, quite frankly. And listening to this all day, it's a situation where maybe they should make a move here. I don't know what players they need because of the salary cap and when you trade, you know this
sure,
much
yeah.
better than I do. But I think there might be a window here. What's your thought on that? Or is it something that's not realistic?
Yeah, look, I don't love Bagley. He's been a disappointment since he came in the NBA. But I do like De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton, who they drafted last year. But from everything I've read, that the Kings don't want to include those guys. But, you know, if there was some sort of deal that involved Bagley, who obviously wants out, and one of those two guards, I would jump at it. I mean, I'm at the point now, Paul, where I don't expect much back. So if you get anything, you know, with a pulse back here and you get him out of here and you clear the money at some point because the salaries have to match, but you get back a shorter contract if you want. I think it'd be almost an addition by subtraction to just move on.
Well, I mean, his Bagley's career stats are very similar to Simmons. But I will point out, in all fairness, he's very injury prone. I guess that's well known. But he did put a lot of games in for him last year. I just think this might be an opportunity that, you know, it, plus it would end a distraction. It's just like a halo over the whole city and the team and the NBA right now. So I don't know. I just thought that maybe that was an interesting thought. I don't know how realistic it is, but it's such a disappointment. The guy came into the league. I thought he was a tremendous athlete. I still believe that. It's just that I heard something today I forgot about, which was he refused to play in the NIT for LSU. So that's an interesting dynamic when you add up the kind of behavior pattern of him.
Yeah, and I think what you just said is it, the behavior pattern. And that's why, and Paul, I appreciate your phone call, and the Bagley thing is at least interesting. I don't love Bagley. He's been a disappointment. Well, he has. Can we play that about you? Is that what it's for?
Yeah, I mean, that was the idea.
I don't love Bagley. He's been a disappointment in the NBA. I actually just look at his stats because our last caller brought up that their stats are similar. He's a big man. He doesn't get any assists. Points and rebounds are pretty similar.
It's like 14 and 7.
Yeah, but obviously Ben is a different kind of player. But I just took a gander just to look. Like, he shoots 2.5 threes a game.
That's 2.5 more than what the guy we have currently does.
Every player in the NBA shoots threes. Everyone. Who's that big center? He played for the Celtics a little while ago. Then he went to the Suns at one point. Maybe the Raptors, too.
Alex Len?
He's like Alex Len, but he's...
Kelly Olynyk?
You're on the right track.
Aaron Baines.
Aaron Baines. There was a game I watched last year. Might have been against the Sixers or just another Suns game. Whenever. Like, it was recently. He was bombing up like 5 or 6 threes.
See Boban bombing threes in the preseason?
Everyone.
The guy's like 7'5".
Everyone shoots threes except this guy. Everyone in the NBA. It's... Like, we're going to look back at this one day, and a part of me thinks the Ben Simmons thing has been a sociological experiment for basketball fans. Like, we just were chosen. It was like a blind study. Like, choose Philadelphia. Put the guard in Philadelphia that refuses to shoot. See how that goes over. Like, doesn't this feel like it's made up? Everyone in the NBA shoots 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 threes a game. This guy refuses to shoot one. And acts indignant when we say it's a good idea.
It's almost like a children's book. You know, like you read about someone who is scared.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, he was afraid, and then through, you know, hard work and determination and good luck and maybe some help along the way, he finally got over his fear to shoot threes. That's where we're at. But instead of that, Ben Simmons is taking his ball and going home.
I mean, today, literally.
Literally. He took the ball, according to Sham Sharania, and walked right out of the building. Drew's report, he said he hasn't even showered at the facility. He shows up late to practice and leaves as soon as the whistle goes and just goes home.
I mean, we made the comparison last week to Seinfeld, right? When George quit and he said mean things to his boss, that showed back up on Monday, quit on a Friday, like nothing ever happened. You know what this is? This has become the episode where George tries to get fired from the Yankees and, like, can't do it. Like, he digs up the old Babe Ruth jersey and spills strawberry sauce on it, drags the World Series trophy around the parking lot.
Go streaking during one of the games? Bodysuit man?
Can Ben Simmons be bodysuit man?
I hope so.
I'm actually rooting now for the most chaos. I mean, if Morey won't trade him until he gets a superstar back, like, why not? I mean, it's already a circus, so make it a 3-ring circus. Bodysuit Ben streaking on Friday? Would that force Morey's hand?
I mean, I would love it. I think that's exactly what the city needs.
Yeah, to take it, just turn it up a notch of nonsense. Eric is in Northwoods. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, what's going on, my man?
Eric, what are you thinking tonight?
I'm thinking this. Number one, Mama always said, when persons show you who they are, believe them. And that's what the man has done. He hurt his brand last year, the year before. His brand is over with. So I don't know if it can be done or not, but if it was me, and my quality control with my job, and when I had quality control with my job, if I had an employee that didn't want to do right and didn't want, I didn't give them their way and let them go talk their way out the door. Well, I shipped them off the East Bay route, you know, someplace where they'd never be seen again or whatever. And they should either do that but let him go affect his own trade. Let him go listen, you know, you one of LeBron's boys, all that. Go get a trade that makes sense to us, and then we'll send you there.
Yeah,
then he'll realize how much his brand is really worth. Maybe he'll grow up.
Right, I agree. I mean, Eric, you're right. They should have done this. And I think the disappointing part is they fooled themselves. The Sixers thought if they just waited out, someone will come to them and offer a really good player for them, and then they'll do it then. But that day's not coming.
I got one last question to answer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he had to play with Charles Barkley, if he had to play with Michael Jordan, if he had to play with Kobe Bryant, if he had to – even LeBron.
No.
If you heard what Shaq said, he'd have smacked the snot out of him.
You know what? I wish we could have a time machine, Eric. Eric, good call. I wish we could go back in time and put – you know how people used to do that with LeBron? Like when people wanted to kind of knock the career he was putting together, they'd say, well, yeah, but he's good, but he couldn't play in the 80s and 90s with those guys. Bill Laimbeer, he would knock him on his rear end, even though he'd run right past Bill Laimbeer.
Probably weighs 30 pounds heavier than Bill
Laimbeer. I know. But like that was what they – this is actually a guy that it would be fun to watch. Like, LeBron didn't back down. He struggled to finish early in his career. Like, this guy literally runs away. I mean, could you imagine him playing in the early to mid-90s? Like, I mean, the only thing that would fit in is they didn't shoot either, so he could kind of blend in as someone who just took the shots inside the paint. But as far as the way the game is played and the physicality and the toughness, no. I mean, he'd get run out of the building.
Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty.
I mean, this is the least physical time to play. I don't know, man. I can't. How many times have you pictured the non-dunk in the playoff game?
At least once a day.
I can't get over it. It happened, and he's still on the team. Imagine if I told you the night that happened. Okay, this happened, this image, and then he asked out, and I said to you, guess what? Still going to be here when the season starts.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that this reality show, I mean, the fact there isn't a Hard Knocks for the NBA is upsetting because I'd love to be inside the Sixers locker room every day. It's just insane. Like the level of immaturity here, I think, is unreal.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall today in that practice facility in Camden when Ben refused to go in the drill and then was told to go home and picked his ball up and left. Like, what do they say as he walks out the door? I know they're trying to be pros in these press conferences afterwards and say they're moving on and they're just like, I have to do what I have to. Like, what's the reaction? Does the drill continue or do they all have a good, like, can you get a load of this guy? And then they continue the drill. Because I can't believe in any walk of life you could just go back to the job at hand before getting it out. Like, could you imagine?
Did they wait until the door was shut before they started laughing?
Well, like, let's just bring it to us here, okay? So, like, when Tucker and I come in the afternoon, like, Marks is here, Ike's here, Jack's here. Like, there's a number of people here in the show before us. Could you imagine if in that show before us, one of the three people on the show, one of the two hosts or Jack, just refused to talk or do their job and walk and storm and were told to leave by our new boss, stormed out? Like, could everyone just go on or we would have a moment like, did that really just happen?
We would have to talk about it.
Of course we would. I guess that's what happened with the Sixers today, right? They had to talk about it, but they lied. They all lied we just went on, like whatever. I don't think we'd lie here. We would talk about how big of a loser whoever was that just stormed out.
What's wild is I still don't understand Ben Simmons' gripe. Right? Like, this is the first time I think a player's ever been upset that his team is winning too much. Right? Like, think back to the other people that have done this, right? Jimmy Butler was upset with the direction of the Timberwolves franchise. He was upset they weren't a bunch of winners.
Right.
That kind of led
to
that whole practice blow up.
They didn't care enough.
Right. So that was that issue. Anthony Davis was upset because of the way the New Orleans franchise was run, right? They're a downtrodden franchise. They're a small market. They hadn't won a playoff series in his time there. He was upset. He wanted out. Wanted to go to a team that won. Okay, that makes sense. Ben Simmons is angry because the Sixers were winning too much. Like he wants to go somewhere where they don't win as much?
Well, he could be allowed to make mistakes on a losing team.
Make mistakes here. Like, the issue here is he's afraid to make mistakes, right? Like, he's never shown a willingness to want to make mistakes, right? Like, it'd be one thing if he shot 10% from three. He shot, you know, one or made half of five threes every game, right? Shot one of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? People would be angry, but at least he's trying. And then I could say, you know what? The fact that he's getting booed even though he's trying, I get it. The fact that he hasn't tried, hasn't expanded one part of his game since his rookie year, shows me that either one, he doesn't know how to get better, or two, he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, this whole situation's from outer space, right? Like, Tucker just brought up those points about those other players, star players, better players than Ben, who forced their way out. You know what else was part of their situations? They were close enough to free agency, they used it as leverage. That happens a lot in sports. I'm not going to sign here. You better trade me now to where I want to go. Otherwise, you know, I'm leaving for nothing. Ben's got 4 years left. The player is upset they're winning too much. He can't fail, and he has 4 years left on his deal, and he's the one that's asked out. Like, again, we talked about this, and one of our last callers brought it up. He's shown us who he is. Doesn't want to win, doesn't want to try, doesn't want to care. The fact that he's still here, allowed to come into practice today, to be petulant like that, it's on the Sixers. It's on Daryl Morey. Like, sometimes you got to stop trying to be the smartest guy in the room and just do the right thing. Like, common sense sometimes trumps brilliance in sports. We see it a lot. We see it a lot with winning teams. It's not always the most brilliant person that succeeds. It's the guy that has common sense. Like, oh, let's just do this. Like, it's not going to work. We keep waiting for this magical moment. It's probably not going to work. Daryl Morey, so far here, has tried to be more brilliant than have common sense with the Ben Simmons situation. Didn't offer enough for Harden. Didn't respect the trade request when it came in and thought he could be in charge of the leverage in this situation. And now the leverage is gone. It looks ridiculous. The Sixers look ridiculous. Justin is in Newtown, and Justin is on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Joe. Good evening, sir. Hey, and first thing I want to do is just say hello to Ben Simmons, because with how insecure he is and how we live in his head, I'm sure he's listening right now.
Hey, Ben. We appreciate Ben listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you, Ben.
But anyway, I do want to defend Daryl Morey a bit here,
okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, I lived through Ed Stefanski and all these terrible general managers we had. No doubt in my mind, on day one, Daryl Morey made a huge difference as an executive here. So I don't want it just to turn into all the fans wanting to run the guy out of town, you know. And I kind of see why he wanted to do it this way, because the NBA, CBA, it's got to be the hardest league to make impactful trades. So if you look at it right now, I think the Sixers' payroll is $140 million. You know, the cap's $112 million, I think I saw. You subtract them from the cap, you still don't have any money to sign anybody impactful. And I agree with you that it was the wrong choice choosing him over Jimmy Butler, which appears is what happened. But it happened. And now this is our last chance to get some at least pretty good players for this cap hit. And we can't screw it up and just say, you know, just get rid of this guy, get him off the team, he's a cancer. And number one, I think that, you know, you have a lot of veteran leadership this year. You have Danny Green, and you have guys like that can kind of prevent a full-on meltdown like what you saw in some other organizations. And another reason I think just Simmons is way more at fault than Morey is because, I mean, Ben Simmons does not have the court of public opinion on his side, like James Harden even a little bit, Aaron Rodgers a little bit, because you could see it, right? Anthony Davis, like your producer made some excellent points. Those were pretty bad situations. This is a guy who just doesn't want to grow, doesn't want to engage, and quite frankly, he's flipping the bird to every fan, season ticket holder, teammate that stuck up with him, even going into the playoffs last year.
Totally. And Justin, just before you go on, I would say last year heading into the playoffs, I would say maybe 65 to 70% of fans were supportive of Ben, would say that they can win with the way Ben was playing, which at that point was fine, right? It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great, but it was fine. It was normal Ben. And that it's amazing how he really did have a lot of supporters, even though his game was flawed. He had a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think, you know, I'm a season ticket holder too, so every time down there, I could feel it. I mean, the guy was getting cheered, even in Game 7 when they introduced him during lineups. It was a very loud cheer, and I feel like he turned his back on the whole city, and not for a good reason. Not like those other guys that we just mentioned. This is like kind of the first time I can think of, Joe, where somebody did this in a situation this good.
I know. Yeah, it's hard to, like, he wasn't aggrieved, right? Like, they did everything for him. They tried to build a team in some ways around his deficiencies. They paid him. Like, they did everything they could, and he didn't reciprocate, right? He didn't get better. He didn't try. And now it's kind of sad to watch someone crumble like this, because it's all in his head. Like, it's not like he can't do these things. He doesn't want to.
But, and I would like to know, though, are you still with Morey overall? Because I do think overall he's done a really good job since he's come in. I mean, this is definitely a mishap, right?
Yeah, I like Daryl Morey. I was happy when he took this job, and I think he's had he's obviously had a good career. I don't think he's a bad executive. I just, I started a question last year, Justin, and I bring this up sometimes. Like, you could do the right thing and you could wait for the right thing, but like, you got to seize the moment. And I just wonder with the last year if he's read the room right on the moment. And I also worry about Joel Embiid's, like, how much time he has as a star. And I hate wasting time. And this just feels like a waste of time to me.
No, I agree with you. I think at some point, I mean, it's because if you can't turn this around very quickly, which it looks like it's done, you got to go get at least a decent deal. Like, Indiana seemed to have a decent package on the table. You got to get some guys in here that can help Embiid win this year. So I agree with you there.
Yeah, and that's it. That's what worries me. Justin appreciates the phone call. Like, you know, Morey could wait it out. Let's wait till the trade deadline. Why not? Well, I mean, we're wasting another year of Joel Embiid. Like, if they screw this up to the trade deadline, and let's say they're playing, I don't know, 500-ish basketball, and then they finally find a trade, and this turns out to be they're the sixth seed in the East or five seed. Like, what are we doing? How many years of Embiid are left at a high level? I don't know. 3, 4?
Do you remember that this team was the number one seed in the East last year?
Yes.
Completely forgot about it until like 2 days ago. I accidentally saw last year's standings.
Based on everything right now and the uncertainty moving forward, what's your best guess on where they're going to be seated this year? I say 5 or 6.
Probably about where they were 2 years ago, right? Yeah. In the pandemic season.
What was that, 4, 5?
I think they fell to 6. Right? Remember they fell to 6 and we were excited they would avoid playing the number one seed.
They got swept by
the Celtics.
Smacked by the Celtics. Which will culminate with your boy Tobias getting his head crash on the ground. That looked bad.
Yeah, but he came back because he's a warrior.
Well, you know what he is? At least he's a team player. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Mike O'Connor will join the show on the other side. All your phone calls. Who's more to blame here, Ben Simmons or the Sixers, specifically Daryl Morey? We'll hit all that. I think it's Daryl Morey for letting this linger the way it is. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.